interesting topic came up in the teacher's break room between the third and fourth period. I had finished composition one and was getting ready for public speaking. My colleague, another adjunct instructor from Ireland, had finished composition two and was also preparing for public speaking. And we had a walk together to the building from the office building. Topic came up. Have you ever been beaten up in a fight? And my Irish friend is a very muscular. I think he's a bodybuilder and a swimmer. But he also likes the occasional drink and doesn't back down to anybody. And he told me an experience of getting knocked out. An even bigger, stronger, and more aggressive guy. I tried to remember, and you know, I'm really not a fighter. Never have been. In my army days, I talked my way out of quite a few fights. People always seem to want to beat me up. I think just because I was cocky, smart-lipped, and just a little too unaware of other people's trips, that I wound up in these weird scenes. And also alcohol played a part as well. I just wind up in these weird scenes where, like, somebody really wanted to throw down with me. I remember one in particular was in Germany. We had been in this little beer hall that was playing 80s light Euro techno pop type music. So I decided to sort of pogo slam dance type thing for some reason. And I knocked over this guy's girlfriend. Then her drink splashed on his buddy's girlfriend. So both he and his buddy were really angry with me. And they were both mechanics. Tough guys. And I thought I was gonna die. These two drunk guys just saying they're going to kill me with my punk rock haircut and my earring. I didn't belong in their army. And I wasn't exactly backing down. I was standing up to them, but just saying I wasn't going to fight. And they wouldn't throw the first punch. Had they would have pulverized me, because I really didn't have a plan. This went on for 30 or 40 minutes, and a crowd of about 60 people gathered around and were watching. Finally, the Polizei came and cleared us out. So that's all I could tell my Irish friend, that story. And then I just remembered now, as I was walking here to the station after work, that there was a time in middle school where I got beaten up by three guys at once. One held me in a headlock, and the other two kicked me in the face. That would have been a good story. I should have told them, but it wasn't in my memory at the time. Okay, I gotta go. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Okay.